What instructions had he been given for injecting himself?
I think they taught him to inject in his thigh, and I understand that it was very painful, and to this day he never injects in his thigh. In actual fact, I do quite a few of his injections now, and I always inject in his bottom, which is very soft.
Were you involved in his diabetes, in injecting him or in anything else at the beginning?
At hospital, never. I was working, and in those days we worked quite long hours compared to people today, although I must admit they do work longer today, but they don't work on a Saturday like we had to. And people had very little time off. We had a fortnight's holiday, and perhaps when you first started work you might only have a week for that first year. So I had to work, and I would come down from London in the evening and probably go straight down to Guildford, and I would just see him there and then come back on my own to our bungalow, which was unfurnished in as much that we couldn't afford any furniture. We had a bungalow, but we didn't have much more. Some corrugated paper was our curtain for many years, I think.
So what was life like for you both when he first came out of hospital?
Frightening, I think, is the word. Because in hospital, he didn't have a hypo at all. But of course, as soon as he came out, he started using energy. Then he did. And my first recollection of him was the next morning when he woke up, and he just looked like a madman. His eyes were popping out of his head. He was most strange. I had to go to work. I was just absolutely bewildered. And had I not known that he was a very gentle person, I would really and truly have been quite frightened by his appearance. I went to work. When I came home of a night that evening, I just didn't know what to expect. As I turned the corner of the road, it was the road of bungalows. There was no light on in the house, so that frightened me in the beginning. I opened the door and found him lying on the bed. There was a light outside, and it just gave enough light to show him lying on the bed, because it was November. And he was just groaning. I was absolutely petrified. In those days, very few people had telephone. Because it was a new road of bungalows, nobody had a telephone. I was relieved to hear him groaning. At least I felt he wasn't dead. But he was just slumped on the bed. I went out of the house. I went into the main road to find who had got a telephone. I had to go by the wires that went into the people's houses to phone up the doctor. The doctor came round, they did in those days, and he informed me that I should give him a sandwich with some jam in it.